Big changes are occurring at the world's largest media empire, AOL Time Warner. Chief Operating Officer Robert Pittman, a man once thought to be in line to run the company, stepped down yesterday. He will be replaced by two Time Warner executives. Pittman went to the company from America Online and was known as an enthusiastic promoter of broadband technology. But with the company's stock price falling sharply, Pittman became less popular with stockholders. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
When AOL and Time Warner merged, Robert Pittman was named one of the company's top two or three executives, but he also seemed like a natural choice to one day become its head. Although he came from the online world, he had worked in the music business and was the founder of MTV. Harold Vogel is a longtime media analyst.
He was looked at as a bright young up-and-coming executive who had the management skills and talent to take over the whole of Time Warner, especially since he was conversant in their entertainment and media businesses from way back when.
But Pittman's tenure at AOL Time Warner proved to be a disappointment. Vogel says he was known as something of a cheerleader at the company, someone given to making extravagant promises about AOL Time Warner's potential and about the promise of broadband. At another time, that might have served the company well, but like all media companies, AOL Time Warner has been slogging through one of the worst advertising recessions in years, and the online unit has been hit especially hard. AOL Time Warner's stock price fell steadily, and shareholders soon lost patience with Pittman's brand of management. Pittman also had trouble getting the many disparate parts of the fractious AOL Time Warner empire to work together, says Tom Wolzine, senior media analyst at Sanford C. Bernstein.
Bob tried to put the pieces together through, in many cases, just brute force and telling people they had to deal with deliver these numbers, they had to work together, holding meetings where they told them all they had to work together. And I think there was probably a lot of backlash against that. He went in as a change agent and stepped on a lot of toes along the way.
When AOL Time Warner Chief Executive Gerald Levin stepped down last December, he named as his replacement not Pittman, but his Chief Lieutenant Richard Parsons. With Pittman's departure, much of the control of the company is in the hands of the old media executives at Time Warner. The company said yesterday that it had promoted Time Incorporated head Don Logan to head a new media and communications group. He will oversee Time Incorporated, Time Warner Cable, and America Online. Also promoted was HBO head Jeff Bukes, who will run the TV networks, the movie studios, and music units. Harold Vogel says both are veteran executives with a record of success at the company.
They have done a good job in a difficult environment, and so they bring a sense of credibility and maturity to the situation that was not extant, at least in the last 2 years.
And they will have their work cut out for them. Some critics say the company has toned down its ambitions without really articulating a new vision for itself. But with AOL Time Warner's stock price down 60% this year alone, many shareholders are deeply unhappy with the way the company has been run and are even calling for it to be broken up again. Those critics may not feel like waiting too long for AOL Time Warner executives to get their act together. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.